Yo, what's up? It's episode 99. It's 11:21 a.m. I woke up a little bit earlier, but I woke up for a haka. Okay, who cares? It was boring. There's nothing special to say about that. I was just having trouble getting out of bed again. I keep replaying that audition in my head. It's driving me bananas. Gotta move forward. Look ahead. Tomorrow's episode 100. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think it's just gonna be normal. Maybe I'll have a guest. Maybe it'll be a special guest, but it'll probably be Nick Maritano. That's who I'm getting, because I've only had him, who I've had Nick, Lupe, Ian. Ian was the first. Maybe it's Ian. I think he's available. Let me see. I got an email came in, but that was business. Not Long Island this weekend. If you're around there, come on by. Birbiglia just tweeted about it and added me and Jacqueline in a tweet, so I get a whole bunch of nice Twitter notifications. That always feels good. To see that bell with the number. It's weird how we've trained ourselves. Well, I've trained myself. You might not have trained yourself to do this. But it's like to get that feedback from social media. Yeah, Black Mirror made an episode about it. I'm not like breaking new ground here, but it's like, it is odd. Like, I love seeing like a number there on the bell on Twitter. I'm just like, oh, look at me. Look at me. People care. People know who I am. I just want to be famous. Is that so bad? All right, let's look at the news. Fuck it. Cable lobby conducts survey, finds that Americans want net neutrality. That is at the top of the Reddit news. Yeah. So what are they going to do about it? They don't want it. They don't want it. They want to shut it down. You got to go on the. Yeah, I don't know. That's a long article. Well, maybe they'll say, "Hey, okay, they want net neutrality. We'll stop trying to make a shittier Netflix with our cable." Yeah, it's like. Was it Comcast or something? Has like Streamflix or some fucking dumbass shit. You don't have House of Cards, you motherfucker. No one wants your Steamflix. I want House of Cards. I want what else is? There's a bunch of good shows on Netflix. And I like that Love show. What else? I can't think of any Netflix shows, but there's a bunch of good ones. Dumbass mother. Stream flicks. What kind of fucking. If they didn't hire a branding company or like an advertising to come up with Stream flicks, that was like an intern fucking name. Microsoft president blasts NSA for its role in. WannaCry computer ransom attack. I don't know what happened here. I guess there was some type of cyber attack. We're always cyberly attacking things. We're being attacked. Why don't we get out there, start attacking some shit on the computer? Why isn't Trump trying to like cyber attack countries? Then it's like not like at least it's just a computer. It's not a bomb. Just say, hey, give everybody in North Korea. I don't think they have their internet, so not open. So I don't know how you get in there. But you give them all a virus that's just... Oh, remember there was this website, it probably still exists, but it was funny like 15 years ago, called Meatspin, and it was just like, you send people to it, and it would just be like this dick spinning around, just to give people a dick spinning virus in North Korea, and then they'll, every time they turn on a computer, they just see that, and then they'll give up. A Microsoft executive sharply criticized the U.S. spy agency Sunday for its role in weaponizing a weakness in Windows and allowing it to be stolen by hackers and used to launch the history's largest ransomware attack. Oh, so we were trying. There was something wrong with Windows, and then we were going to fucking attack people on Windows. We're smart. But then the hackers got it. So we're not that smart. Shit. Goddamn hackers. I want to be a hacker. I would love to... That's like... Well, because I watched Mr. Robot. And that looks like the fucking cool... Oh. You know, because then that is what you're doing. You're like attacking shit. You're breaking into things. But you don't have to leave the home. Which is really what keeps me from breaking into stuff. Is you have to go outside. And physically, you got to climb. You got to smash things. It makes a lot of noise. I don't want to get involved in that. But on the computer, I'd like to break into things. But then you got to learn math. So then it's like, well, I'd probably do better at like climbing and breaking things. You got to learn a whole language. You got to learn languages. So that's where I tap out. It's like, I'm not going to learn how to program. What am I, a nerd? But it would be fun to be a, you know, to the idea of being like, hey, I'm getting through, and just like pounding on the keyboard, being like, we're in. I just want to do that. But I don't want to learn the thing that you got to, you know, it's like I want to pick up a guitar and just be able to play it. I don't want to take lessons and pluck away at, like, Buffalo Girls. That was a deal. I took guitar lessons when I was a kid, and I just had, like, this book that they just... You play like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Buffalo Girls, which is some old song that I only know what it is because of the movie It's a Wonderful Life. All right. Ohio passes bill to allow low-cost alternatives to the EpiPen. Well, isn't that good for if you're allergic in Ohio, you'll get a low-cost EpiPen. Maybe. The House passed it, so I'm sure someone will come in and fuck it up. But J.P. Morgan appears to make good on Brexit threat with new Dublin office. That sounds like it's going to be confusing to try to figure out. Here we go. Protesters chant Nazi phrases, wield torches near Confederate statue in Charlottesville, Virginia. Why do people love their Confederacy? And I don't understand why the Nazis get all. It's like why do you got to go to Germany for their racism? When you got your own, we got our own Confederate flag style racism. If you're such a fan of America, why are you using this German shit? We had our own genocide. First of all, we've had our own genocide right here in America. We killed the native people, so we're aces there. You know, we give all the props to Hitler because he did the biggest. He didn't even kill the most people, but that Holocaust, that's like the, you know, that's it was a big deal. But that's because there's a lot of pictures. If we had pictures and there's like film. If we had film of what we did to the Indians, Native Americans. Why am I saying Indians? What am I, an asshole? But I'm not even trying to compare the two. I'm just saying one is here in America. We're Americans. These racists, be an American racist, you motherfucker. Don't do all this Nazi stuff. They got torches, which is, you know, throw back to the Klan. You're doing good there. You're keeping it in the home, the old school home stuff. Although they were like, backyard, like, citronella torches to keep bugs away. They didn't make, like, their own torches. They went to, like, Walmart and bought, like, backyard torches. Which is, like, that's not as threatening. That's the problem with these, you're mixing your metaphors there, too, with the Nazi and the Klan. Then you're not even these lazy Klan Nazis with their backyard torches. You know, you're never going to start a race war this way. Especially, and then it's all about some Robert E. Lee statue. Fuck that guy, Robert E. Lee. He lost. These people that love winners, supposedly. And they love America, but they celebrate the. I mean, wasn't that they were like terrorists, the Confederacy? And I was being sarcastic about all of this. I'm not, you know, a fan of American racism. I just don't understand all the Nazi stuff. It makes no sense to me. Like, why are you identifying? Like, nobody thinks the Nazis were good. Nobody. And it's like, no, it's such an odd, well, I guess a bunch of people think they were good, but then they don't even think, then they deny the Holocaust. The people that like the Nazis deny the Holocaust. And it's like, if you deny the Holocaust, what the hell did they do? They just lost a war. They were just assholes who lost a war. The Holocaust, you could at least, if you believe in it and you hate Jewish people, you'd be like, well, this is why I like them, because I hate Jewish people. And the people that deny the Holocaust still hate Jewish people. Why would you deny yourself if you hate Jewish people? Why would you deny that? You're like, you should be happy. You'd be like, hey, look what happened there. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Not, I'm sorry. There's a lot of. I'm sorry if you are a Nazi, but I find a lot of logical flaws in your what you're doing. And I'm not even getting into like the fact that the racism and the prejudice is logically flawed. I'll give you that. You just hate those people. I'm not going to convince you there. You know, if you hate Jewish people, or you hate, you know, these people around the Confederate statue, I'm assuming not big fans of non-whites. I'm just, you can do that. You're allowed to not like that. Like, you're allowed to be a racist. But I'm saying that, first of all, make your own fucking torches. It's the smell. It's the citronella smell. Do you know what I mean? Because you have a group like this. It's a huge group of people all holding up these citronella torches. And then you kind of get that smell. It's just like oh, barbecue. It gives you too comforting of a feeling. You need to smell kerosene or something. So that's my advice to them is... I think they're going to end up moving this. They're going to move this statue or whatever into a museum, and because fuck the Confederacy and fuck these people. All right. So not to go on. This is the great thing about these Nazi people, is that it's so easy and it's so much fun to shit on it, because you get to be so right, like just the rightest person in the world. You just like, I just felt so good, like, oh, look at me, I'm not a Nazi. Feels so good to not be a Nazi when there's these Nazis hanging around holding up torches. Oh, look at this Klan people, I'm so much better. I would rather they not be around, but that's to me the upside, is that you get to just feel so good. Powers Booth died. Oh, RIP Powers Booth. This episode is dedicated to Powers Booth. They keep saying Sin City, the Avengers. Nobody's bringing up Deadwood. I guess because it was a long time ago. I just started watching Deadwood, so that's the biggest deal to me. I'm still haven't finished it, but Powers Booth is very good, very very compelling actor. Poor guy, what did he die of? I don't think it says. Queens school turns away immigration agent looking for fourth grade student. Oh, yeah, it's on, motherfucker. You ain't shit. They're looking for one immigrant in Queens? Good fucking luck. Queens has more languages spoken than anywhere, I think. I heard that. I haven't researched it. Immigration agent without a warrant. What the f... Oh, God, let me tell you, am I glad I am not an immigrant? Aren't I lucky? They're just like hunting people down now. Kid without a warrant. All right. Well, I think we're done. I'm good. I'm going to go. Tomorrow's episode 100. Don't expect anything special, because it probably won't happen. I got other shit to do. I can't worry about this show. I mean, I like it, but I can't. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.